Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, 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 Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
All right. Welcome back. Thank you. How's everything going with you?
Well, it's never a dull moment in the world of solar. And you may have, kind of seen some of the news that's been happening around PG&E.
Yes, I have. I guess now is not the time to invest, or is it the perfect time to buy stock?
Might be a little late because after all of this Michigas with PG&E, their stock went up.
Oh, man.
Well, that's kind of how it goes. But yeah, it was an exciting week of PG&E in Northern California cut off power to 900,000 people.
Oh, well, they're fine.
Well, yeah, it was a lot of people in rural areas, so they kind of count on the power. And, they actually did it in lots of urban areas, too. I just got a call from a client in Oakland who they cut his power.
Oh,
and
my.
In Lafayette. And it's just amazing that I imagine there's quite a few PG&E executives that live in these areas. And my guess is they cut their own power, which kind of is crazy.
I have no... do you... So what is that what you want to talk about today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the biggest news going on.
What's the reason behind PG&E saying, hey, you guys don't need power during really hot days? And I guess, oh boy.
I think, the macro reason is to let everyone know who is really in charge. And if PG&E were to go out of business, if they were to file bankruptcy or get broken up or any of the things that all the politicians or other groups are talking about, Basically we're 2 weeks away from a zombie apocalypse. PG&E is telling the public, here's what happens if we are not around. And I think that's really all it is that there were no major fires. It's just, PG&E cut the power to what they called in fire areas, but there were no fires. There was just fire danger. And when in California is there not fire danger? I mean, really, if it rains for 2 weeks, then there's probably not fire danger. And other than that, it's almost always fire danger. So, people were so reliant on electricity.
Yep.
You really don't even imagine how many things rely on energy. And then, PG&E, their website crashed because so many people were going on it to try and figure out how long is this going to last? Mm-hmm. And, finally their CEO came out and said, I guess we made a mistake. We're sorry. So how about no more complaining, basically?
I do see PG&E's kind of side of this, right? They're criticized, rightly so from last year's fires for being the cause of, those fires that raised the town. So instead of risking a highly populated area, they just said, okay, what's the cost benefit analysis here? 1 or 2 days with no power, or,
how about 5 days with no power?
Okay. So wow. I feel for those people, and I definitely, if you're, if you have a medical condition and you need breathing apparatuses, then yes, I definitely can see that point of view that you definitely need power. Oh boy. But So you don't, I don't know what else could PG&E do. I mean, I guess they could cut down all the trees that are around all the power lines, but I don't know if that's, is that good enough?
Well, there's plenty of things they could do if they want to ask me, but the main thing though, mm-hmm. is really, it's what I said. I mean, why isn't today a fire safety day and they cut power? You know, if you go onto their website, everything, oh, we're back online. Everyone's all green. Power has been restored everywhere, except for the parts where we haven't figured out how to turn it back on. But
oh my.
Most places it's been turned back on. So it is pretty crazy. So oofah. And so, they, you know,
I guess you must have been inundated with calls yourself.
Yes. And that's really more what I want to talk about. Is this something that's going to continue? And I'd say yes.
Yes.
is this something that people really, if they're really concerned about, how am I going to have power to live? What should I do? And it's a weird phenomenon to be on the other side where I feel like we're kind of now looked at as energy providers. And it's just like when you mentioned with people who have life-threatening issues, for example, a CPAP machine or, you know, a breathing machine that runs on electricity, what happens to them if the electricity goes out? Or if they are on dialysis and the electricity goes out? Or if, you know, a million different things that now I tend, you know, people are looking at me like I'm in charge when that's a lot of pressure to be in charge of someone's breathing. So
sure.
We want to have something that's extremely reliable. Mm-hmm. And as we've talked on other podcasts, a battery backup should be reliable, but it really isn't. It's dependent on the sun. And if it's sunny out, yes, you'll have continuous power, certainly not unlimited power, but a little bit and not enough. You know, it could power the refrigerator some of the time. To power the the lights some of the time, but certainly not air conditioning, certainly not electric dryer or anything like that.
Right.
And you know what we also found is we had a client up in Kenwood area, which is up in Napa County, mm-hmm. and her backup generator that we installed failed the first day of the outage. And imagine being the generator repair guy who gets calls from when 60,000 people's power is cut out at once. And these are all people up in the, out in the mountains and in the country. And they basically they all stopped answering their phones. And all these poor people are out of power and they're on well water and, they have horses and cattle and.
Oh no.
It's just brutal. So let's talk about what we can do to fix this.
So for those people who are, just a little backtrack. If I'm on some dialysis machine or, and I'm like, okay, so I have to take care of myself. So I should consider a battery backup. I have to make sure that I understand how much actual juice that battery is going to be able to produce and then compare that to 5 days of no power.
Well, yeah. And it's, and what if this happened, in the month of December when we only get 1 to 2 sun hours per day, that means the batteries, are going to either take a lot longer to recharge mm-hmm. or they're not going to charge up fully at all. And it's, so there's, is there a good solution for any backup generator? We were looking at another one called Goal Zero. And even that one is it's a pretty sparse backup solution. So we're now looking at other solutions, but right mm-hmm. now, unfortunately, I've badmouthed backup solar batteries for so long, but
yeah.
kind of looking like that might be the best solution. And so now we're looking at maybe offering a package of solar panels, a separate inverter just for the battery. And then the battery itself, it's just really expensive to have. And it's still, again, only 10 kilowatt hours of backup power, which is not a lot. You can burn through that in an hour, if you ran air conditioning, freezer, refrigerator, everything at once. So most people
wow.
probably probably need two batteries, and these things are about $10,000 each.
Oh my!
Yeah, so I'm we're struggling right now to figure out what we can do to help our clients. But the main one is really become energy independent from PG&E, and you know, and try and do their best. But the backup generators I thought were a good solution, not a great solution. So they have to work.
Yeah, that's insane. But oh man, that should not happen, obviously. But how about a business in this situation? So
there's so many people that posted, "Hey, we're
closed."
Until further notice, and that's really tough too, really tough.
What if you're a kidney dialysis clinic?
I guess you're close. You send people to the hospital. So, on PG&E's website, they even post how many people are still without power that are on the medical baseline discount, and that is anyone that gets a discount for having a medical issue.
Wow.
And there are thousands of people that are impacted, and that's, oh my gosh, it's just brutal to look at this, that each one of those poor people, you're probably a senior, you know, most likelihood, who, you know, needs power badly. So as you can tell, I'm very distraught about how to fix this, and I wish there was a super easy, inexpensive solution, but we're just finding that not the case.
So if I'm a homeowner and I'm like, okay, next year I'm going solar, and or I'm thinking about going solar, but just to get me away from PG&E, and then if you go solar, that doesn't mean, like, if PG&E turns off the power, that you have power and you can laugh at all your neighbors and right?
Very big misconception. We had a lot of calls about that people assumed that since they had solar that they do not. Or, I mean, that if power goes out, they have power. And unfortunately, that is not the case. These are grid-tied systems, which means that if the grid goes down, so does their solar.
Ooh.
And it's a safety, quote-unquote safety issue with solar inverters if there is a power outage, the line workers don't want a bunch of solar energy coming back through the line while they're trying to fix the supposed down power line. In talking with the linemen, they, you know, themselves said they would never ever rely on they clip the power on both sides before they work on a transformer or any kind of power lines or anything like that. So in our opinion, this is kind of an unnecessary safety issue. And wouldn't it be nice if solar could work during a power outage? And I think in the long term, if we could remove that would be a great place to start, because we do, there's millions of people now that have solar, and if we could take off of this this anti-islanding, they call it, provision, then I think we'd be in great shape.
But right now that's not going to happen.
Not possible. And so you know, probably years and years and testimony and expert witnesses and blah, blah, blah. But for right now, if I'm a prospective solar client, I probably, you know, this is a new wrinkle that PG&E can just decide to shut off the power for hundreds of thousands of people. We had not counted on that before. So now, you know, we thought they want to be in business. They want to make money and they're going to charge for the power. Well, apparently not. So now I think I'm going to have to reluctantly recommend that people get a battery, at least one battery for their home, especially if they have life-threatening or, you know, anything like that. They really need to consider a battery system, possibly a generator as well. And maybe this is just the new normal, is that we have to plan for power outages.
Wow.
Can you imagine? It's this, I mean, 2 weeks without power, we would have a lot of people who are very interested. I mean, like, people, PG&E's advice was to go to somewhere with power to all of these people that they cut power to. And that was their official stance.
I mean, I'm aghast. Because I'm just imagining myself with a family member who has some medical issue, that depends on this. And then now, okay, I guess we're going to go to a hotel and to wait it out. I mean, thanks for the warning. If this was my mom or something like that, okay, going on a road trip, pack the machine. I don't know how we're going to power it on the way there, but wow.
Oh, yeah. The power, that's one thing, but what if all the hotels are full? And that's kind of the issue in Napa County, is that it filled up immediately. So, I mean, I think all the hotels were jammed for, miles and miles around. So it was difficult.
There was a safe zone or something in Napa?
Well, pretty much they cut the power for all of Napa County.
Right. So going to a hotel, what are you gonna do that for?
What if the Napa hotel has no power?
Yeah, so. Right. So, I mean, you have to go out of that zone. So we're driving to Vegas. Here. Jesus.
I would say, yeah. I mean, that would probably be safe. But, I mean, are out of PG&E territory, which is, Sacramento or something like that. But
oh, yeah. There's little pockets going to Alameda. Little Alameda.
Yeah,
little Alameda. We're moving anyway, in.
So yeah. Hopefully by this, we'll have we'll have more updates next week. And hopefully we'll have we'll have settled on our strategy for our clients going forward. But in the meantime, I mean, we're still having tons of people. One nice thing about PG&E is they really make it easy to sell solar. So thank you, PG&E.
So if I'm a homeowner, just to wrap things up, if I'm a homeowner and I have a life-threatening illness that I got to deal with technologically that depends on power, I should start thinking about getting, if I'm going to go solar, also including some kind of battery backup, but also understand that that's a significant cost and
not a lot of benefit.
And if it's more than 2 days or a day, I mean, wow.
No, I mean, if the sun is out, the battery will continue to charge from the solar panels. But if you are expecting to run your house normally, that's not the case. And so keep in mind too, if we size the system for, at 100, to offset your current electricity bill, and then you add battery system, well, now we're not getting that net energy metering credit. So we basically, we're going to recommend we need to add more solar panels, and hopefully there's room on the roof and stuff like that. So there's going to be a lot of variables, but expect it to be much more expensive than you paid for your original solar panel system, and really to not get a huge amount of benefit. Unfortunately, I'm going to recommend that two batteries should be the minimum system size for a solar client.
If they are in this situation, right?
Just if they want to have any is, they're going to cut the power. I'm going to recommend they, 10 kilowatt hours is just not enough. It's really, that's a kind of a bare minimum.
Wow.
Really bare minimum. So two would be better.
Hmm.
Which is oof is right. Oof.
2,000 or 20,000. Okay.
Just for the batteries, yeah.
That I'll use. Well, PG&E will make sure I get some use out of them, it sounds like, over the next.
Well, they haven't said so, so we'll continue to discuss this topic, as it's certainly not as fun and uplifting as I would like it to be, but we are getting lots of great feedback on our podcast. So we want to thank everyone for all their comments, and one customer let me know that he listened to all the podcasts and he was able to narrow down his search, the two reputable companies in his area. Mm-hmm. And he told the other ones to take a hike. And looks like he's going to make a good decision going solar, which is the whole purpose of the
podcast. Yeah, because there's, like you said, there's always stuff going on. And I guess there's a lot of people taking advantage of that and all that stuff. So good.
Yeah, good. I agree.
Good, good, good. Mm-hmm. All right, we're okay to wrap it up here?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. All right, great. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have a question for a future episode, make sure to send us a message through our Facebook group, our Facebook page, pardon me. And that's at Straight Talk Solarcast. And we'll be sure to answer one of those questions on a future episode. If you want to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, please feel free to do so. This is Adam and Jamie Duran signing off. See you later, Jamie.
All right. Have a great week.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast. with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.